This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto has arrived in New Delhi last night ahead of the 76th Republic Day celebrations. President Prabowo is the chief guest of this year's Republic Day celebrations. Minister of State for External Affairs Pabitra Margarita received him at the airport in the national capital. During his four-day visit, Indonesian President will meet President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He will also have meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and attend the ceremonial reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan. This is President Prabowo's first visit to India after resuming office in October last year. As a comprehensive strategic partner, Indonesia is an important pillar in India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific region. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will hold the Halwa ceremony, the final stage of the Union Budget preparation process, today in New Delhi. As per the convention, she will be joined by the Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, secretaries and senior officials during the ceremony. The Union Budget 2025-26 will be presented in the Parliament on the 1st of the next month. The Halwa ceremony marks the beginning of lockdown at the Finance Ministry, after which no official is allowed to leave the ministry compound. The budget team will only leave after the Union Budget is presented in the Parliament. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a visit to Bihar and Uttar Pradesh today. The Vice President will preside over the function to be held at Samastipur, Bihar, on the occasion of the 101st birth anniversary of Bharat Ratna Shikhar Puri Thakur. During the visit, he will also attend the Uttar Pradesh Day celebrations in Lucknow. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has expressed confidence that India's growth will remain between 6-8%. Talking to a TV channel in Davos, Mr. Vaishnav said that most semiconductor industry leaders believe today that India will join the top three destinations for semiconductors in the coming years. Talking about artificial intelligence, the minister added that many experts advise that India should strive to become the use case capital for AI. He added that experts believe that India can take the lead in AI services just like it took the lead in IT services. Highlighting India as a right place for investment, the minister said that in the world today, trusts India, and this is why people are shifting not just their supply chains but value chains to India. Devotees and pilgrims are reaching Prayagraj every day in large numbers to attend the Mahakumbh 2025. So far, over 10 crore and 21 lakh devotees have taken a holy dip at Triveni Sangam during the ongoing Mahakumbh. The 45-day Mahakumbh, which began on 13th of this month, will continue till 26th of February. This time around, 45 crore devotees and pilgrims are expected to attend the grand event. Beyond its religious significance, the Mahakumbh offers a platform to showcase India's rich cultural heritage and economic prosperity on the global stage. The India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions in isolated pockets of Himachal Pradesh today. The IMD has also predicted dense to very dense fog conditions to continue to prevail during early morning hours in parts of East Uttar Pradesh today. Dense fog conditions will prevail in isolated pockets of East Rajasthan, Gangetic West Bengal, Bihar and Jharkhand today. Over Delhi NCR, smog and moderate fog is expected in most of the places during early morning hours during the next 2-3 days. US President Donald Trump signed an order last night to create a cryptocurrency working group, fulfilling a campaign promise after he quoted cash from digital asset companies, pledging to be a crypto president. The Crypto Advisory Council is expected to advise on digital asset policy, work with Congress on crypto legislation, help establish Trump's promised Bitcoin reserve. In the Men's Hockey India League, the Tamil Nadu Dragons won the penalty shootout 4-3 against the Hyderabad Tufans after the Pool B match ended in a 2-2 draw at the Birsa Munda Stadium in Rourkela last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.